Welcome to EOL Travel and to Montreal, Canada's second largest city. Strategically located on the St. Lawrence River, Montreal is also Canada's largest port. But perhaps we should really be calling it Montréal, since the majority of its 3 million citizens have French as their native language. Indeed, this is the second largest French-speaking city in the world after Paris. Montreal is a very varied and cosmopolitan city with many well-preserved older districts which contrast pleasantly with the skyscrapers of the modern era. The city was originally founded by French settlers in 1642, and it became part of the French colony of Nouvelle-France, New France. Montreal remained in French hands until the War of 1760, when it was conquered by the British. But the French influence remains very strong right to this day, culturally, linguistically, and gastronomically. Old Montreal offers as wide a choice of French cuisine as you'll find anywhere in the world outside France itself. And there are plenty of local specialties available as well. With its picturesque streets and old-fashioned ways, Old Montreal attracts large numbers of tourists from all over North America and from further afield as well. Probably the finest building in the whole city is the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Built in 1829, it's Montreal's oldest and largest church. During the long period of British colonial rule, Montreal's French identity was partially lost. English was the official language, and the use of French was not encouraged. All that has changed now, however, and French culture now dominates in Montreal once again. One feature of Montreal that's entirely Canadian is the weather. An entire underground city has been constructed to withstand the city's freezing winters. Here you'll find shops, bars, hotels, restaurants, and a host of other businesses. Notice, by the way, that the message on this garbage can is in French only. That's now the law in Montreal. As you can see here, the underground city is much more than the sort of underground shopping mall which you might find in any large city. It's actually constructed on several different levels, linked by walkways and elevators, and people do everything short of living down here. Back above ground now, and we're taking a look at the city by night. Many of the most impressive monuments are illuminated. The contrast between the white of the snow and the gray and black of the buildings is very memorable. And Montreal has a rich cultural life with its world-class symphony orchestra, its splendid opera house, and innumerable theaters, both English and French. It's the one city in the world where these two great civilizations meet. French and English-speaking cultures contribute to and enrich each other and create the unique flavor of this fascinating metropolis. So, with a nighttime view of the great park of Montreal, we take our leave of Montreal, of its dramatic past, and its thriving, prosperous, and cosmopolitan present.